The Money Show. The Markets.
So, Graham Kerner, I mean, Woolworths, Discovery, Anglo-American, take your pick. Which one perhaps did more than you thought it would and perhaps also did as expected?
I think Anglo's probably is, well, not probably, is the standout, of course, Impala, you know, also having a fantastic day along with all the precious metals. But Anglo's, it's not so much the results that they delivered, because they were, I suppose you'd call them somewhat uninspiring, but it was a difficult year. De Beers had a tough year. Copper had a difficult year, but obviously you've had iron ore, Minas Rio kicking into gear again. So I think, yeah, that one was the key standout, but I think it's probably more about this recent talk, Arabile, about super cycles in the commodity market. Of course, the Rand also, which is something we must keep an eye on, is almost 3% weaker today. That's giving the market in the Rand hedges a lift. But Anglo's up 7.3%, and as I say, coming into this new financial year, very much with the wind at their backs and an improving outlook courtesy of the vaccines. I thought in the case of Discovery, it was expected to be a difficult result. Of course, they've guided us to that. I was quite surprised. Earlier in the day, you know, the Discovery price reacted favorably. When I looked through the results, there were some concerns that, let's say, we'd have, but to be expected in a COVID world.
Yeah.
But then later in the day, it, I suppose, gravity took over and it closed down about 3.5%. But there was a lot happening in the market today, you know, Anheuser-Busch. There were just a lot of giants, and it's difficult to do justice. I think in the case of Woolworths, it's going to be a hard job to turn this thing around. You know, the Aussie operations, they paid a lot of money for it. The share price ending the day better. Earlier on, it was looking a little bit soggy. So, yeah, we saw quite a lot of volatility late in the session. And I think a little bit of that's probably also around positioning. And really, let's not forget, it's tax year end for many investors tomorrow. So I think you're going to see quite a lot of weakness in a handful of counters as well.
Sure. Well, you've been able to catch on to most of those as well. And it's not everything that's certainly come out today, but boy, oh boy, has it all been interesting. Graham, unfortunately, we're going to have to cut it there. Thank you so much for the time, though, this evening. Graham Kerner from Kerner Perspective, helping us unpack that market pick.